Hey, welcome to an episode of the Brickhouse Team Previews. Thanks to a couple of you for writing those iTunes reviews, but it wasn't all of you.
Oh, not all of them.
It wasn't all of you at all. We need some more iTunes reviews, guys.
That's what they need to do.
Please. You know, last year our most listened to podcast, strangely, was the Utah Jazz.
Was it really?
Yep, most downloaded. This year we got them at number 11, so you're welcome, Utah fans.
All of our fans, apparently. All of our. We need to do a live podcast from Utah.
From Provo?
Yes.
I'm Bob Johnson, by the way.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, where can they get in touch with us if they're big, giant fans of the podcast?
Oh, tweet us at BrickhousePod, email us, bob@brickhousepodcast.com, or Matt at the same handle. You can even go to our website, brickhousepodcast.com. You don't have to use your email.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Too confusing.
Yeah, who knows about email these days?
Not I.
Did you hear Yahoo just said they had millions of customer information get hacked into? So,
not surprised. Not surprised to hear that.
Yeah. But anyway, Bob, you know the Miller family of the great city of Salt Lake. They're a staple in the community.
I've heard this.
Car dealerships, the Jazz, etc.
Clothing stores that sell Jazz memorabilia.
Yeah. But in the year 2000. Larry Miller, Larry, right?
Larry,
yeah. I thought I was making that up. Larry Miller was sued for ripping off the intellectual property of a Mexican restaurant in Colorado.
What?
Here's a quick AP blurb we have from there. A Lakewood, Colorado restaurant that entertains diners with 30-foot waterfalls, cliff divers, and stage gunfights is suing Larry H. Miller's Mayan restaurant, labeling it as a copycat. In a lawsuit filed in federal court Friday, the owners and operators of Casa Bonita claim the Utah Jazz owner brazenly copied them when he opened the Mayan in March. The lawsuit, which alleges violations of intellectual property, copyright laws, and unfair competition, seeks an injunction that would force the Mayan to shut down or remodel. So they went through this, but thankfully, as our Brickhouse insiders have been known to do, they've uncovered a phone call between Larry Miller and then CEO and CKE Restaurants and owner of Casa Bonita, Andrew Pudzer.
Pudzer, eh?
Yeah, well, the phone call's been unearthed, and let's take a listen.
Hello?
This lawsuit is malarkey, Pudzer, and you know it. The people of Utah want high divers with all their all-you-can-eat tacos and sopapillas. Do you mean to deny them that?
Oh, so you're the moron who ripped off Casa Bonita.
There's no need to name call.
Clearly violated all our trademarks.
How can you trademark a waterfall? Heavenly Father creates waterfalls, sir, not you.
I literally designed it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to take this lying down. I should be suing you.
On what grounds?
Pudzer!
I have to ask, why does the owner of a dozen car dealerships and an NBA team want to own a cheesy entertainment restaurant?
I may come across a fuddy-duddy to you, Pudzer, but I don't like cut loose as much as the next guy.
I know. We have you on video getting lost in the cave maze. Twice.
I thought I saw a sacred monkey.
I'll see you in court, Mr. Miller.
Pudzer!
Well, that was absolutely hilarious. The Mayan restaurant actually was open for business for many years. They closed in 2011, finally, and it was forced to. Not because they were sued by CKE Restaurants, because it's a retarded business idea.
Did he just say, come and get it?
Come
if you
and
want
get
it. If you want it, come and get it. This always, you know, reminds me of the great South Park episode where Cartman goes to Casa Bonita for Butter's birthday.
That's why I found it so funny.
Yeah.
I think it would be a funny climax if Pudzer and Miller were at the top of the waterfall, like in the Fugitive movie.
Yeah. I don't care.
I didn't kill my wife.
Yeah. I didn't steal your restaurant idea. I don't care.
Let's hear that sweet, sultry voice of Casey Desmond singing Changes.
Lost Trevor Booker and Trey Burke in a trade with the Wizards. They added George Hill, Joe Johnson, Boris Diaw, Tyrone Wallace, Marcus Paige, and Joel Bolomboy.
Baloney?
Yeah. Now, Bob, one thing that struck me about this changes segment, is that I realized that the Suns traded Joe Johnson for Boris Diaw, and now they're on the Jazz together.
Wow.
Which is interesting tidbit.
I think George Hill is really made for this team. Any trade between Indiana and Utah, I feel like, is just preordained to work out.
Yeah.
I like that they're adding the veterans in Johnson and Diaw. And it's like Phoenix and Dallas like the same style of players. Houston and New Orleans trades together often. I mean, Indiana and Utah are just...
Well, George Hill definitely gives them the point guard that this team has needed for 2-3 years now.
Yeah, it gives Dante Exum some more time to grow into.
Oh man, I really hope I really do hope that he becomes something. He's still only 21, luckily. So, but he's struggled, you know, with injuries and all sorts of shenanigans.
What do you think Joe Johnson's motivation here was?
I've been wondering that ever since he signed.
Do you think there wasn't another team that offered him $16 million a year?
Well, his contract's at $11 million.
Right. That's what I mean.
Oh, so you're saying...
Historically, he's always taken the most money.
The biggest, yeah. And
seems like kind of a discount for ISO Joe.
Right. Is there not another team that even offered him 11? There was certainly wasn't a team that was going to give him 16. What the Suns gave Dudley, like $10 million a year, right?
Right.
I wouldn't have hated a Joe Johnson. They don't need a guard, per se, but I'm just saying in that, like, I wouldn't have hated... A Joe Johnson.
He chose the wrong school to play for yeah. Phoenix.
Well, he did have Arkansas, so it was an SEC team, a conference team. But yeah, but there's plenty. I think there would be teams that could fit. Utah, I mean, they're not a terrible team, and we have them obviously ranked high in a lot of teams.
I think they're going to be awesome. They might not even be ranked high enough.
Yeah.
Let's get into their starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup for your Utah Jazz!
Yeah, we said George Hill will probably be starting at point guard. Alec Burks. It was sad to see Burke and Burks broken up.
I know. Rodney Hood, too.
Yeah, Burks actually might be injured to start the season. Gordon Hayward, the most popular man in Salt Lake City. Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert starting at power forward and center. I like the Nuggets. They really have an entire solid backup five. Normally, we just reserve this for the starting lineup, but quickly, their backup five, Dante Exum, Joe Johnson, Rodney Hood, Trey Lyles, and Boris Diaw.
Yeah.
Solid.
What seed would this put them at, where we have them at?
I think this would have them about five in the West.
Yeah.
I have to double check.
They could, if they ended the year by winning the Northwest Division, I wouldn't be surprised.
This is actually, I have them seventh in the West, but they could be as high as five.
Yeah.
You know, I got a couple of homer picks ahead of them.
Sure.
If I were to compare this team to something, there's this grocery store chain in the Southwest called Sprouts. I know they have it in Arizona.
Sure. Yeah, they have it here, too. Yeah.
California now.
Yeah.
Utah Jazz remind me a lot of this. Because I feel like you can go there and you can get wholesome groceries for fair prices. Full round of groceries, everything you're really looking for.
Yeah.
But they don't have that baller-ass salad bar like they do at Whole Foods.
You know?
They're still lacking that. And Whole Foods gets a lot of attention for that. Right. Sprouts, I feel like, is a way better deal overall.
Do Sprouts have the not only the salad bar, but like the make-your-own-sandwich place and things like that?
They have pre-made sandwiches for $5.
Okay, that's not bad. Right, yeah. Still, but the fancy, the glitz and glamour of the Whole Foods, or say like a Warriors, isn't there.
Yeah, well, I would say the Warriors is build-your-own sandwich. Pre-made tuna salad is Alec Burks at shooting guard.
Record prediction.
ESPN, I think, has them 3 in the West.
Yeah, that's...
They were 40 and 42 last year.
Yeah. I'm going to do 40, what would it be, 49 and 33?
49, 33. Yeah. I got pretty close, 47 and 35. If you recall, the only reason they missed the playoffs last year, if they would have won their last game of the season, they would have tied with the Houston Rockets and in a tiebreaker gone to the playoffs.
Right.
But the last game of the season, Kobe Bryant scored 60 points.
That's
and
right.
And actually led them back to victory
with
that awesome performance.
Right. And Utah, didn't they have a couple chances to close it out?
Oh, yeah. They were up by 12 points or so in the fourth quarter.
Well, I'm talking about a couple games, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that crazy the one where we
the
all...
The Rockets had plenty of chances to blow it.
Right. The game where we all were temporarily Kobe fans for a moment.
That was an awesome game. It was the same night as the Warriors beating the Bulls' 72-10 record, and they had almost equal viewership.
Yeah.
I think the veterans are definitely going to help. I think Quinn Snyder is a great coach, and the continued progress of Hood, Trey Lyles, Burks, and Gobert is going to propel them to really be a contender. If they can find some superstar in their prime to come there, that would probably have to be Jabari Parker turning into a superstar or something. Just
right.
Because he's Mormon. I don't know who's going to move to Utah.
Oh, yeah.
But if they got to that contender status and they were faced against the Golden State Warriors, how do you think they could beat them?
If you're going to beat San Francisco.
I think they will beat them at some point in the regular season just with... because of Hayward, Favors, and Gobert. Seemed like a good three to take them out.
I've heard the Utah Jazz fans have a deep hate inventory that they yell at players when they visit Utah.
It's okay.
Makes it a, quote, you know, hard environment to play.
Right.
Mostly a lot of N-bombs, I assume.
Oh, sure.
Boston and Utah throw those the most, from what I hear.
Yeah.
I think that they can beat the Warriors with their deep bench, catch them at the end of a long road trip. And also Gobert is the kind of bruiser on the glass and basket defender that has been kryptonite for the Warriors.
Right.
Dio offers them an opportunity to play small, but honestly, even Stockton and Malone would have a hard time beating the Golden State Warriors. They're
really
good.
Yeah.
The best bet is probably to get them drunk at Larry Miller's knockoff Casa Bonita
night
before.
The Mayan. The Mayan sounds like a place that Draymond Green would get into some trouble.
Oh, he would have a great time.
He would be jumping off that waterfall, no doubt.
There are pictures of the Mayan restaurant online, by the way, from Utah. Now defunct restaurant, but it does look like a good time. It's enormous. Which brings us to our personal anecdote question.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, do you have a favorite restaurant?
The one I grew up with that I like going when I'm back in Phoenix is a Mexican restaurant called The Teepee, because we would just always order it to my grandparents and family gatherings and things like that. And
what makes it special?
I like the food, but just the family aspect that we always had it at family gatherings.
Just a nostalgia thing?
Yeah. I do like it. What's a restaurant that I just can't live without?
One that has entertainment and half-naked dudes jumping off waterfalls,
yes,
perhaps?
Yes, where's that? I like, there's a restaurant out here in L.A. in Southern California, Wahoo's Fish Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
That's out, there's some place I like that. That's good food. I like it because it's good food and it doesn't make me feel completely terrible. That sounds like a good commercial. I should get paid money for that. That's a good...
Yeah, I feel like we could do a whole taco tour of L.A. for the next 40 years of our lives.
That's true.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Well, Matt, guess what happens on the next episode?
What happens, Bob?
We enter the top 10 teams in the Brick House preview. For those of you scoring at home, you can tell who's in our top 10. I mean, a process of elimination.
Sure.
See if you can guess this 10th team. This 10th team features a player who will fill headlines next year and also stat sheets. Plus, we may see his head explode or see him smash KD's head like he was Mountain from Game of Thrones. Right, Matt?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brick House.